change in me. Give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Hello, ladies, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness, the space where single women can heal, grow, and walk with God in every season. I'm your host, Maddie, and in today's episode, it's about something we've all felt at some point. Oh, God, take the wheel. Disappointment with God. And if you say you've never felt that, you are a liar. But anyhow, maybe let's talk about how maybe we've prayed for a relationship to work out. I know I have. A healing to come or a door to open, and it didn't happen the way we hoped. And you know, in those moments, trusting God again feels a bit impossible. And it's hard because we've questioned many times, but don't let it, because that's one of the tactics of the devil, doubt. And later on in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the 7 tactics of the devil. Okay. But let's be real, right? Disappointment shakes us. Because I know it shakes me, and it makes us wonder, does God really care? Did he even hear me? You don't know how many times I've asked myself those things. Like, I've been sitting on my knees praying to God, tears running down my face, and I've been asking him for A, B, C, D, E, and F, right? And, you know, nothing, just quiet, just pure quietness. But, you know, the first step to rebuild trust is to admit those feelings instead of hiding them. God doesn't shame us, okay, for being hurt. He actually invites us to bring our disappointments to him. And I've learned through that, through my, you know, reading my Bible and attending church and, you know, kind of being around women that are empowering and God-fearing. So one of the most honest prayers in the Bible comes from Psalms 13, where David cries out, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" Baby, that touched me. And even David, you know, the man after God's own heart, had moments when he felt let down by God. But if you notice, he still chose to keep talking to God. And that's the foundation of trust, staying in relationship even when it hurts. I'm going to tell you something. I remember a time when I begged God to change the situation in my life. I believed with all of my heart it was the best thing for me, but the answer was always a no. And I felt abandoned at first, but now, right now, sitting right here, looking back, I see how God was protecting me from something I couldn't see at the time. So it took me months of prayers, journaling, probably buckets of tears to say again, "Lord, I trust you." And trust is rebuilt little by little, choice by choice. I know it's hard. I really do. We are all going through it. Believe me, I am going through the trenches right now. But one thing that has built my trust with God is, and I was talking to my friends about this the other day, I said, you know what? I said, even though God has not answered my prayers, even though God has not, you know, given me the desires of my heart, I have not changed my heart posture. I continuously pray through my hard seasons. I pray through my storms. I don't let that disappointment that I have inside of me dictate me wanting to get closer to God. I still pray. I still seek him. I still go after his word. I don't go back to old ways where I was like, oh, you know, this isn't working, or he's not listening to me, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to continue. No, I continue to pray. I continue to seek him. And that, ladies, has healed me, and it has built my trust, because I know that he's got better out there for me. I know. I've seen it. I've seen what he can do for others. I know what he can do for me. And those of us that are in the season of struggling and pain and just getting beat down and we don't see a way out, he is shaping us. He is building us. He is making sure that we don't go back to the way we were. Okay. The way that, you know, you had to felt chosen by somebody, the anxiety, the depression, the doubt. He wants you to rely on him. And right now I have so much peace in my heart. I don't have anxiety. I don't seek validation. I seek him. And it has been life changing. And you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell you some steps that you can do to rebuild that trust back in God, right? So the number one thing that you want to be able to do is be honest with him. Okay. God would rather have you raw, like just for you to sit down and just give your raw truth than fake faith. Okay. You want to look back at his faithfulness. Sit down for 1 second. Write down past moments when God came through for you. Remembering helps you build faith. Because it might have not been perfect. It might have not been what you wanted, right? But he always saw you through. You always made it to the other side. Stay constantly in his word, even when you don't feel it. I know it's sometimes difficult. I know it's sometimes hard to go to church and praise him when he hasn't really answered you, when you feel like your whole world's falling apart. I know, sis, I've been there. I know it's hard. But praise him and stay in his word, even when you don't feel like it, because scripture anchors your heart in his promises. And surrender yourself to him daily. Trust isn't just about rebuilding, or it's just rebuilt in one prayer. It's a daily choice to say, Lord, I don't understand, but I'm leaning on you. Okay. So this week, here's a challenge for you guys. Write down one disappointment you've been holding on to. Just one. Be very specific. Then in your prayer time, hand it over to God and say, Lord, I don't understand this, but I choose to trust you with it. And that small act of surrender, it's the first brick in building trust. Just like y'all be building your For You page brick by brick, we're going to be building God's trust prayer by prayer. All right. So again, thank you for joining me today for Sacred Singleness. Okay. Disappointment may shake you, but it doesn't have to break you. So trust can be rebuilt. Okay. Slowly, gently, and beautifully, you guys. So if today's episode spoke to you, share with another woman who may be struggling to trust God again. And don't forget to come back next week for the next episode where we're going to be exploring a different topic, okay? So let's go ahead and close with a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts, acknowledging the places where disappointment has left us wounded and questioning. Lord, we confess that trusting again is not always easy, but we thank you that you are patient with us, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Father, remind us that even in our pain, you are near. Teach us to see your faithfulness in the small moments, to rest in your promises, and to surrender the things we do not understand into your loving hands. We choose today, Lord, to take one step closer in trust, believing that you are still good, still sovereign, and still writing our story for your glory, just Jesus. Strengthen every woman listening, renew her hope, and let your peace guard her heart. May she walk forward knowing that, you know, you never wasted a tear, and that you are rebuilding trust brick by brick in her life, Jesus. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I hope these words, lady, encouraged you to live abundantly and in his purpose. And remember, until next time, keep walking in healing, keep walking in purpose, and most of all, keep walking with God. Till next time. Bye, ladies.
Trust you, I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.